Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from the final school board meeting of the 2018-19 school year held earlier this week.
Well, Greg, at this week's school board meeting, the last of this school year, a difficult decision for the board as they accepted the resignation of Lisa Jansen, effective in the middle of June. Obviously, Lisa, for people who have been kind of keeping track, has been dealing with some pretty long-term health issues. First of all, what does it mean to lose a board member like Jansen, who really has a passion for this school district? And what's the next step then for the board as they try to fill her role?
Lisa's been a really great board member for the last 2 years. She was elected in 2017, so just a short stint on the board, but she made a significant impact during that time. Just a very positive person, community-minded person, and somebody that really cares about education. And so losing her off the board is painful for the board. Certainly, whenever you have a board member, you have good relationships with them, and you like to have just communication with them. And so she's been a great person to have on the board, such a positive person. And so we feel for her and her family as she's going through the health problems that she's having, and so she just feels like she needs to resign off the board. So the board accepted the resignation. It'll be effective in the middle of June. The board basically has a month, 30 days then, to appoint a new person to her board seat. And so that will be the plan. So right now, what we're just doing is we're taking names of interested people from our community that would be interested to be appointed to that open board seat. And so if people are out there that are interested and are listening, certainly call me up, come and talk to me about it. I'd really encourage that, because we definitely need good volunteers to be a part of school boards to make our school run. And so that's an important role. I mean, it's a totally volunteer, unpaid position. So it's really out of the goodness of people's heart that they do that kind of role. So what we'll do is we'll gather names of people. Joan Corbin, the board president, and myself will actually interview those people, just kind of in terms of their overall intentions. The idea would be that position would be appointed then, in hopes that then they would run for that position in our next school board election, which would actually be in November. And so they would be appointed for about a 4 or 5 month term, and then they would have the opportunity to actually run for the position. So that's kind of how the process would look. They would run to fill out Lisa's term, which she actually has 2 years left on her term. So her term wasn't set to expire till 2021. So that's how that would be. And we're just hopeful that we'll have some community people that will step forward and be interested.
And we speak about the end of the school year. That's coming up. And the board approved the final last day. Initially, after all the winter, you had scheduled June 7th. That will move up slightly. Talk about how the school year ended in one of the busiest years since certainly I've been here, but in a long time for the school district in regards to snow days and having to make time up.
Yeah, so we ended up with actually 7 snow days, full days that were gone, plus several early outs and late starts. So we ended up with over 62 hours worth of time that we missed this year. And so we ended up obviously having to go to school till June. And so our last day is going to be June 6th now. We're going to still bring staff in on June 7th, which is that Friday, and do some additional things with them just to wrap up the year. We usually are around 1,100 hours of total time that we have in a school year. Usually we're a little bit north of that somewhere, but this year we're going to be at about 1,095. So we're a few hours shorter than what we traditionally have been, but we still feel like the education things that we needed to get accomplished are getting accomplished. But we're going to finish up school then with a full day on June 6th.
And now one of the areas that is of interest, especially here at Pella, where athletics is so prominent here in our community and we have so many athletic participants, is head injuries and concussions. And the school board approved the next step really in the protocol for students, not only who return to the field, but to return to school as well. What was the latest in the district's concussion protocol, and why was it an important step to take in player and athlete safety?
So our legislators really passed a law a year ago stating that all school districts had to adopt a concussion protocol by the end of this summer, or early by, I guess it was June 30th of 19. So we're just being compliant with that. We actually used this protocol all this past year, essentially for the return to an activity, there is a six-step process that each one of those steps takes about 24 hours. So it's really monitoring the athlete, seeing if they have headaches, seeing if there's other symptoms that they might have that kind of indicate a concussion, and then let them step through that process. And so really, when an athlete gets a concussion, they're out really for almost a full week before they're able to return to play. I mean, and that's under the best circumstances. So that's different, very different than the way it used to be. So if I get a concussion on a Friday night playing football in the fall, I'm probably going to be out for almost that next game because it's hard for me to actually get through those whole 7 days. And plus, you wouldn't probably have practiced or had any contact. So those things are important, especially as we talk about head injuries and kind of the long-term effects of multiple concussions. So that's just a return to play to activity. We've got that kind of turnaround. But then also for activities from outside of activities, just to return to academics in the school is also important. And so we monitor students, so we try to get them back to their academics as soon as possible. But again, monitor for headaches and other signs of concussion and those types of things. So that's important that we do our diligence on that with students, because certainly we have a lot of contact sports, of which sometimes concussions can be part of that. So we know there's been given a lot of attention nationally on the whole concussion issue and kind of the long-term effects. And football is a sport that, of course, is always targeted, so to speak, with concussions, but it can happen in lots of sports. I mean, anything from soccer to basketball to volleyball, you can get concussions in those sports as well because of just colliding with another person. So in the end, we have to have a good, solid protocol where we feel like our kids are safe and that we make sure to do our diligence on that area.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.